Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, yeah. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called a Bunny Reader. You need 1.5 ounces of tequila, 1/2 ounce of orange liqueur, 1/2 ounce of agave, 1 ounce of lime juice, and 2 ounces of carrot juice. We healthy today, y'all. To make a Bunny Reader, you're going to rim your cocktail glass with sugar and tagine, and then you're going to add the tequila, the orange liqueur, the agave, lime juice, and carrot juice into a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Shake for about 5 to 10 seconds. Pour from the shaker into the glass filled with ice and garnish with a lime and enjoy. This is very tasty.
I like it.
I love carrot juice. So
I don't.
You don't like carrot juice?
Mm-mm.
But you like the drink, right?
Yeah, I like all drinks now.
Shout out to your tipsy home girl. Our girl Jess is in here. It's been a minute since we've been in the studio, and she's getting us right. She got the tagine salt rim.
I know. Last time we recorded and she wasn't here, we had to do drugs. So I'm glad she's back.
Thanks, what Jessica. Drugs did we do?
Edibles in L.A.
Oh, yeah. I was like, we did drugs?
Yeah.
This is so tasty. At first, I was nervous when I saw carrot juice. I was like, this is going to be... nasty.
I told her to put extra in yours because you blind.
Yeah, I am. It ain't going to work. It's too late for me. I need LASIK.
Well,
but this little salt rim, did you taste this all?
I did. I've been looking at it the whole time. I was having flashbacks.
I really wonder who decided to do a salt rim with margaritas. Like, why?
I like the salt that just smacks it on the side, like a big chunk of salt.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just keep licking it and licking it.
I like that, too, because I don't like when the salt gets in the drink and then you're sipping on salt kernels.
Oh, I like it.
You do?
Yeah, I like it all.
You guys,
stop before I get drunk.
If you would like to book Jessica, go to At Your Tipsy Homegirl, hit her up. She is a mobile bartender. She also can teach you how to bartend. She can host your parties, do all that good stuff that bartenders do. We love her here at Cocktails, and the cocktails be busting. So shout out to Your Tipsy Homegirl. Y'all follow her and tell her we sent you.
Yes. Okay. So welcome back to Cocktails Ready Discussions, you guys. I miss being
y'all.
In the studio.
It's
We're back with
minute.
Our regular crew. It's a good time.
It is a good time. We've been moving around a lot.
Baby, I am tired. I got back this morning, okay, by the hair of my chinny chin chin that I had to pluck out on the way here, too. That's a story for another day. I need to be using Manscaped my damn self.
I mean, if you get it from one of your men, just go in their bathroom and, you know, it's cordless, it's not loud.
I was trying to think of who I'm giving it to. That's about to be somebody's gift.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to bust down the package. Somebody gonna get the beard oil, somebody's gonna get the beard balm.
That is hilarious. Just repackage it.
Uh-huh. Maybe I can give it, everybody gets a piece and use our code COCKTAILS20 to buy the rest of the essentials.
The products that were stolen by Kiki.
Yeah, no, they were just spread out. I was spreading the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So since the last time we were actually able to record an episode, we have been to Nashville, we have been to Orlando, Miami, and we're getting ready to go to Detroit, and I'm packing up my fur.
Detroit is what
it's
they call
so
Motor
cold
City, right?
In the D. Yeah, how the fuck do... Yeah,
okay,
that's Motor City. It's all the cars.
All I know is somebody sent me a video, and they were like, it was titled Girls from Detroit, and they were fighting in the street. And I said, hey, listen, y'all, everybody calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Y'all better not be out here acting ratchet at our show.
Well, just don't do it with us. Do it outside before you get in. We don't want nobody having no beef. But I've been to Detroit before, and it was fine. It was just summertime, so I'm nervous. I'm like, I hope nothing happens with the flights.
Oh, I hope not either. Good thing we're going a day early.
Yeah, and I'm just going to pray for great weather. But I'm excited to go out there and see what it's going to be like, meet you guys. It's been like 20 years since I was there, so
it's been a lot of fun. Meeting everybody at all the different live shows. We feel like rappers.
I definitely feel like a rapper. And I also understand why two things about rappers that I was laying in my bed thinking about. One, I see why they have groupie hoes everywhere. Because who, after you've been working all day, I just want somebody to come and eat my pussy. And I don't want you talking to me. I don't want none of that. Get in here, eat this pussy. Tell me how excited you are to be here. Mm-hmm. And then go. The money is outside of the door. So hurry up before somebody steals it. You know? And then I also see why rappers usually have an entourage. Because it's like, I don't know how you feel, but when like my friends and stuff aren't there, it feels different. And then if you're occupied or sleep, I made a reservation for us to go to dinner in Miami, and this girl was not answering the phone.
I was having relationship problems.
Well, I was going to say you was asleep. But, all right. She didn't answer the phone is the point, and they wouldn't seat a party of one.
But we still went to dinner, and we still had a great time.
We did.
Speaking of a great time, before we move on, I do want to remind everybody to go to paradiseandvibe.com and please book the Bali trip. By the time this comes out, it might be too late. But if it is too late, they have the books open for Tulum. So go to paradiseandvibe.com and book right now if you were looking for new friends, new fun, you just want to try some new shit, come. If you just want to be around me, come. If you want to try yoga or not, come. Paradiseandvibe.com. I'll see y'all there.
And if you are trying to, again, I've been thinking about giving niggas things. I'm not, but I've been thinking about it. Once somebody proves themselves worthy, we'll have a different conversation.
I can't wait to see who that man is.
I can't wait to see neither.
I literally cannot wait. When you get a nigga that you would like enough to really be like, this my nigga, I'm going to grovel at his
feet. It's going to be a cold day in hell. No, I'm playing. I'm about to be my man, and y'all going to be sick of me.
I'm not going to be sick of you because, bitch, I'm a my man. I'm be like,
you going to have two guests. I can't make a girl. My man called. I gotta fly out. I'm sorry to them people. I'm going to send you a cocktail. You can read it. So at least they know I'm getting these walls busted down.
What are we going to do for weird sex?
Well, I don't know. Don't y'all think it's weird Kiki's not here? I guess that's what y'all can say. Don't you think it's weird she got a man?
Oh,
she
like? Now, if you do that, I'm going to punch that nigga in his throat.
Why? At the live You're not going to be fighting my man. anyway. Yeah, I forgot what I was thinking about while I'm fantasizing.
You were about to talk about classy base.
Oh, classy base. Yes. So I was thinking about doing nice things because I was looking at a post and it was talking about different ways to show yourself love and other people love. I was like, maybe I could try like the things that I do like to do for myself, self-care and things that I appreciate. Try and share that with somebody. And one of those things is cooking. So go to classybase.com. I've been uploading recipes as I'm working on my new book, but it takes too damn long. So I'm going to stop saying when I think it's coming out. Mm-hmm. But slowly but surely, I've been releasing recipes for $1. So you can download those. It's just $1 and it's going to be some good ones. The next one that's going to go up is called Marry Me Chicken. I'll let you know if it works. Name. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need to download that today.
I'll just have to share the note.
Yeah, because that sounds nice. You guys also, Patreon, we are still uploading bonus content. If you've never supported us through Patreon, do it now. Pull your phone out. Go to patreon.com/cocktails. Even if you don't give a fuck about what we're posting, it is a way to support your creatives that you enjoy because our episodes that you listen to every Thursday are free. So go ahead and go to patreon.com and support us. We love you.
And then you can also go to I'm Curious to Know. We have a new shirt on there. We still have the old one and we have the I'm Curious to Know game. And then we also have where you can sign up for our newsletter. So we do have some new announcements that are going to be coming out very, very soon. Some new, just a lot of new stuff going on. So we have a newsletter. If you go on the website, even if you've already made your purchase, put your email in or your phone number if you prefer to get text and we can update you on things that we have going on, special sponsors, all that stuff. And we are still doing live shows and we're going to decide if we want to do some in the fall or not. I won't know. We'll see. But if you think you might be interested in sponsoring, you can email us sales@cocktailspod.com and someone will get back to you about our really great packages.
And just to really piggyback really quick off of what Kiki said about the live show sponsorship, if you've ever slid in my DMs or the cocktails DMs, or I don't know if you get DMs like this, Kiki.
I do, and I tell them, send the email, because you need to pay attention.
But if you are sending me stuff like, hey, can I send you my waist beads and will you make a review about it? Or can I send you a wig and will you make a review about it?
Oh, yeah.
Can I send you some
body? That's how you have to do it.
You need to be a live show sponsor, because the answer is no, you can't send it to me and me do it for free.
Yeah, live show sponsor, regular show sponsor. You can use that same episode if you don't care about the live show and you just want to do it here. The live show sponsorship packages are just a little discounted.
Yeah,
so.
And it's more beneficial than you DMing us and asking us if you could send us product and we post about it. It's more beneficial. You get way more than just a post.
Yeah, because we're not just doing that. All right, so thank you guys for that. So we're going to move on to weird sex, and then we have some more catching up to do.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury.
Like dessert.
Yeah.
Man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
Okay, so this week's weird sex, you guys, there was an employee at Nike who was getting head from one of the other employees at Nike in Portland in the gym. It's one way to just do it.
Is that where they're headquartered at?
Huh?
Are they headquartered there? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it sounded simple enough, like, oh, I was at work looking at sneakers. Boring. I want my dick sucked. And my wife don't do it no more. That's how I thought the story was going to go, right? Or it's leaning more towards Me Too. So this type of thing that upsets you, skip ahead 5 minutes. Now, listen, there's a gender discrimination lawsuit. And the Nike execs have been accused. It's not just one. It's multiple. It's like everybody in the boardroom, I guess. But Nike execs were accused of intentionally targeting female employees while they were intoxicated. Now, I had to pause.
At work?
Yeah. But, you know, some companies, they keep alcohol at work. They have work functions where you can drink.
Yeah, that's about to be banned.
But they were intoxicated, and the company was accused of ignoring their complaints. According to the complaint, which was filed, we don't care, male executives allegedly subjected the women to sexual advances, and in one case, a female employee witnessed an executive receiving oral sex from a colleague in the campus gym. That would be kind of fun if it was all consensual, but okay, I guess it wasn't. Another female employee claimed that the male co-workers told her she needed to dress sexier. They was tired of seeing her polo shirts and her khakis.
Looking like a Southwest.
Looking like a PE teacher. We don't want to see you, Mrs. Trunchbull. We want to see, you know, a bad bitch.
Mrs. Trunchbull?
From Matilda.
Oh, that big lady with the little tight booty shorts.
With her combat boots and stuff.
And she made that baby eat that chocolate cake.
That chocolate cake made me not want chocolate, but it was just so greasy. I was like, I know they're going to shit in like 30 seconds.
That chocolate cake to me looked good. It made me want to just
the
pick
way
it.
That they it was greasy.
It was moist.
That shit was wet. It was undone.
You
are unhinged. You wanted to eat that?
I did. You know, I was a big little kid. I was a little obese child.
What's that got to do with wet cake? Just sitting there, just want
to. Like wet desserts. Like I used to take my cookies and stand at the water fountain at school and run them under the water fountain.
Enough is enough.
To make them wet. So yes, did I like wet cake.
But you can chew. So why were you
I
doing
like
that?
I like tres leches. You had tres leches. That is wet
I hate
cake.
Tres leches.
I love tres leches.
I hate it. It is soaked with three different types of milk. That is disgusting. You are disturbing. Okay. Anyway, well, now I'm all confused. But he told her she needs to dress sexier and show some more skin. I gave you a raise so you could get some new titties, and you just got them covered up in fucking turtlenecks. I know it's cold in Oregon, but like, unbutton something. Show something.
The audacity of these men that
he
do this
wanted her
shit,
to get the.
You are gonna get caught.
You are. And somebody is telling, I would. It's like they want the girls to dress like they shop at Fashion Nova and get. Have you seen Fashion Nova's office collection? Where the fuck do y'all work?
Fashion Nova.
Here. Because those outfits, it's like, it's cute. But unless you do a role play as a secretary, this is not appropriate.
Right.
You have on a crop top.
And the slit in the back of the skirt is up your butthole, ma'am. You need a Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
Okay, something. Anyway, those people are probably going to jail or they're going to do a settlement, and I hope the girls get paid. I don't care what happened. I hope the girls get paid because I'm riding for my girls. It's Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's it for Weird Sex. Thank you guys, whoever sent that. I don't know if y'all sent that or if I just found this scrolling through my save post, but that was dumb for them to do that.
That was dumb. And I just, to the men that listen to this show, tell your friends.
Why are y'all getting your dick sucked at work? Why don't y'all know by now?
Why don't you know? I mean, because there's a new life hack. A lot of men are just going over to Columbia, and it's only $60. To get sex.
You could tell the girl to come to your house from the job.
Yeah.
Come over, I need to discuss these files or whatever the fuck, you know? Like, do it like they used to do back in the day. Everybody just fucking, there's cameras everywhere.
I do wonder what that settlement will look like. Like, what do you get for getting forced to suck some dick at work?
I think it depends.
Because I want a lifetime of money.
I think it depends on the company. So we're going to start with Nike. That's good. Mm-hmm. But Nike might be like, we're accepting responsibility. We're firing him. And it's like, no, don't fire him.
Oh, the dick keep was in it. My mouth still.
Okay. Keep him there. I just want to get a check so I don't have to come back. Because I got PTSD now. Every time I see a sneaker, I think I got a suck
when
dick.
When I see Michael Jordan.
And I'm gay. So I see Michael Jordan, I'm crying. Yeah. Like he was in the meme. Yeah.
Y'all got to give me a check. Well,
all right. I'm going to have to continue to take my ass to work. Think I'm like, bitch, we heard what you said on the podcast. You set this up. And you live in Atlanta. This is a scam. Oh, you erase this part. All right. Keep sending the stories in, though. WeirdSex@cocktailspod.com. I appreciate it.
There is nothing more sexier than a confident man. Mm-hmm. You know, if you tell him he needs to do better in the bedroom or make better decisions in the bedroom, he just grabs a hold of the reins and does what he can to make sure that his sexual performance is top tier.
I know that's right. I love a confident man, too. One of those things that you can do if you find that you are not feeling very confident in the bedroom is just head on over to Blue Chew. Mm. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it comes in a chewable form. And so it's for men only, and then go online to the website and you get your prescription. It's going to arrive to you in discreet packaging, and it's just going to help you feel confident. I know that people make jokes all the time about what men are doing, what they can't do, or a man that's a little timid. And the reality is sometimes our bodies just are not in line. So sometimes you got to give them a little boost to do the right thing, and you can get that boost from Blue Chew.
And don't be embarrassed about it. Do what you got to do. So guys, here is a special deal for you. You try Blue Chew. Hold on. So if you or your man could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. And guys, here's a special deal for you. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code COCKTAILS at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code COCKTAILS, to receive your first month free.
I hope that the men get it. I think it's going to be easy. It's not a pill. It's a chewable.
Right.
What more is there to do than go to BlueChew.com? Check it out, you guys. And now we'll get back to the show.
Okay, you guys. I want to shout out KDM Realty. Still looking. And KDM Realty, they have agents all over. They can connect you with agents all over. I just love how patient the whole team is. Like, you know, Cassandra talked to us about being a single woman and purchasing a house, and how it's really beneficial. I just be feeling like I be getting on their nerves sometimes because I just be calling, asking questions. But if y'all got questions, if you want to purchase a house, hit up KDM Realty at 404-951-9000 to set up a meeting. And even if you're not sure if you can purchase a house yet, they are very patient and very knowledgeable. And I recommend if you're trying to purchase in Atlanta or somewhere else, hit them up, ask all the questions you need, and own a home.
It's a lot to think about.
We're really adults.
That's why I just need a man to come save me. I don't
want
to do this.
And I just want him to buy the house. I want a man that likes saving a woman.
I was just talking to a man this weekend, and he was asking me all these questions. I was like, Rod, are you ready yet? Because I'm tired of being out here. But he did not say that. But he was like, okay, so like, are you the one who is better at managing money? Or I said, I need you to tell me what to do. I need you to tell me everything. He was like, but do you listen? I said, listen, I'm going to tell you like Jill Scott said. If you can tell me what to do, you can tell me what to do. And if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to listen. If you know how to do it, you can tell me, okay, baby, this is how much you can spend. Now, all right.
How would you break that quote down to someone, to a man, because you know they love going off on us in the comments, that doesn't understand what that means.
Doesn't understand what means.
If you could tell me what to do, you could tell me what to do.
Get out the comments, because this isn't for you, because you don't even get it.
Because I try to help y'all.
Once
I'm
again,
sorry.
The men that get it. And you not in that club. But I think it's, I'm going to try. So it's like, sometimes when somebody is telling you something, there are certain people that you respect already. You already see them as knowledgeable. You see them as a leader. Mm-hmm. You have some sort of trust in them that they know what they're doing, or that they see the bigger picture, or you can trust that they're going to look out for your best interest, and they're just not taking advice from podcasters on that they didn't even watch the whole episode on.
Right.
Like, they're responsible adults. So those are the type of men who I can listen to. If you just read books all day, nothing wrong with that, and none of this has applied to any part of your life, and you just guessing because your favorite basketball player says the shit, first of all, he's lying. Second, I'm not listening to you. You need to have some life about you, and you need to have some things. I don't know. Just certain men that I can trust and respect, and I feel like, okay, you really are going to...
You really know what you're talking about.
And then the other ones are stuttering, and your head is down, you're slouching.
You can't make eye contact.
I'm not listening to you.
You fumbling.
And you argue with people on the internet in the comments.
Yeah, and you are in the drive-thru at McDonald's ordering an extra crispy.
And you talk about women ask too much, ask for too much. If you ever said that, just shut up.
And leave me alone.
Please.
Ooh, it's nasty outside.
It is.
Kiki, what you been up to? How's your mental? How are you doing mentally?
I don't know. I mean, I got 27 personalities living in here. Today, I think that I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I did get to go to Houston for the weekend, see some of my girlfriends.
You look like you had so much. I was looking through your stories, and I was like, you look like you were having just such a good time. You looked
free. And that's how I felt. I was like, I can just go with the flow. I'm having a good time. I'm seeing some of my girlfriends that I haven't seen in months. Some of them got kids. I got to play with their kids, even though one of them tried to play me, but we'll talk about that another time. It was just good to be there and see some people and not feel like I was rushed. I mean, I should have rushed because I missed like 4 flights in a day, but I was just like, fuck it.
That is wild behavior.
I knew it was going to happen. I was just like, yes, that's not going. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Be there tomorrow.
Well, you know.
So what you been up to?
You walked in your truth.
I did.
That's what the people like to say. What is your truth?
There My truth is I'm not catching this fucking flight today. And they said I can change it till tomorrow. The flight was free anyway. Whatever.
I love Delta. And the way we've been traveling lately, woo!
Because I've been racking up the miles.
My Sky Miles Beach. They is looking nice. And I just be saving them and racking them up and racking them up.
Oh, I be spending them sometimes.
You spend? I like to save them for emergencies or for other people.
Oh, that makes sense. I just save them for like, when I get a tingling feeling.
Okay.
Body. It's like, it's time to go somewhere. Let's see how many miles we got. I'm out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
I told you that's why I need a man to tell me don't be doing that. You need to sit your ass down.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't have one, so I'm going to keep living free. Mm-hmm. Have you done anything fun lately?
Have I done anything fun lately? I've been riding horses, which is really fun to me. And the crazy thing is I'm starting to be like, I love animals so much. Like, that is like my you know how everybody has their thing?
What are you, a zookeeper?
I wish. And it's so funny because my nephew Zane... We were looking at, like, different camps to put him in that are different, not just, like, basketball camp or, like, football camp.
This is funny because we really be acting like we these kids' mamas. You looking at summer camp?
Yeah.
I was looking in gymnastics.
I don't got no kids, and I love my nieces and nephews. And I'm like, what can we do to just make them really great people? And I feel like animals make people better people. If you can connect with animals. I don't know if I mentioned this in one of the previous episodes, but the place that I take my horseback riding lessons at, it's called Sufa Ranch, and they do a thing called equine therapy. And it's therapy through horseback riding. And basically, they teach you about how to connect with horses in a way. I've always loved horses, but they teach you how to connect with the horse in a way where you are always engaged and always connected. That's like the message, like to stay engaged and connected. And you apply the things
to the horse.
To the horse, but you can do it with a horse. Because a lot of the times with horses, if you go on a horse and you're scared, the horse knows you're scared. He can feel it. It will take control. It's you not riding the horse gonna ride you. Mm-hmm. And so they teach you how to connect with the horse in a way where it's like you can apply these lessons that they teach you in real life. So to try to stay engaged with people that you love or your job or whatever that you're involved with in life, even when it's rough, to keep going. And so it's just when I go out to this farm and turn off my phone and I'm just out here with you, and it's a black owned farm. It's just an incredible feeling that I get. And this big, huge, massive animal that I get to, you know, I had an incident, the last horseback riding lesson, and the horse took off running into the woods, and I was getting smacked with
branches. Because the horse was like, you can't tell me what to do, so you can't tell me what to do.
That's what happened.
You had to get it in your spirit and get that confidence up, like, I run this shit.
And the horse's name was Peace, and Peace said, bitch, what is you doing up here? And so it was just a whole lesson that I had learned. And anyways, that is what I have been doing, trying to spend more time in nature, trying to spend more time with animals. And just, you know, bitch, figure out my life. I ain't twerk something in a minute. Well, you know what? I'm lying. When we went to Nashville, was that when we went out and we
Oh, yeah. We was line dancing. Good dancing on tables.
Was it Nashville?
It was Nashville because we was at a little hookah spot.
I had so much fun. Nashville is a cute little town.
It was fun. People were really nice. I was ready to go. I also think that hot chicken is overrated. Don't shoot me, but I do.
I don't think I tried the hot chicken.
Good. You didn't miss nothing. You've been on the toilet. I'd like to twerk some. I twerked something this weekend, too.
I bet you did. Mm-hmm. Every now and again, I need to twerk some. You know, Beyonce, every now and again, you got to go in the back of that closet and get that freakum dress.
Period.
When we were going to Nashville, I was in the lounge. I really liked the lounge. And I can't
believe... Sky Lounge?
Yeah.
Were you in there doing... dirty things again?
Not again, but I was in there getting hollered at by hanging with Mr. Cooper. And when the man walked up, I was talking to my mom on FaceTime, and my mom was like, who is that man behind you waving? And I was like, I'm talking to my mom, talking to her about something serious. And so I turned around, I looked at him, and I was like, and then I turned back around, and I was like, is that hanging with Mr. Cooper? And my mom was like, I think that was hanging with Mr. Cooper. I don't know his real name. I was just like, hanging with...
What is his name?
Did you used to watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
I did. So but I don't want him talking to me.
I mean, yeah, he's really tall, though.
Yeah, that's not enough. I got more requirements than that.
Well, I went back to the line to get a little... Kalamata olive and a little chicken sandwich.
Ew. You been eating them cold chicken sandwiches in there?
Sure.
I'm like, what weirdos are in here eating these cold-ass sliders?
I eat the cold-ass sliders, and I love when it's like the Asian day and they have like the little lo mein. They got a little chicken.
I do like the chicken. They had a stir fry in there the other day.
Really?
Yeah, it was at one of those chef stations where they cook it up in front of you. It reminded me of college.
Oh.
When we go through the pasta line and they fix it up.
Also, when we was in Nashville at the Nashville Lounge, Mr. Cooper was trying to holler me at the Atlanta Lounge. But in the Nashville Lounge, I was cracking up. They had gravy and biscuits.
I tore it up, too. They had it in Atlanta, too. She didn't see it, but I got one, and it was at one of them chef stations.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I was in there. I thought Medina was going to miss that flight. I left her at the hotel, y'all.
Yeah.
Because she was not answering the phone. You see how she did?
I was knocked out.
And I was like, well, she's always 7 hours early to everything. She probably went there as soon as we got back from twerking
at the
club. Yeah,
I'm like a dad at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've just been living my little life, you know, having a good time. I've been wearing wigs lately, and so when I took out my wig braids and decided to come here with my natural hair, it's always interesting when I'm wearing my natural hair. It's like different types of men try to holler at me when I have my natural hair opposed to when I'm wearing weave. Have you noticed that?
No.
I was leaving my building and this nigga just started reciting a poem. And I was like,
oh,
this
hell
would
no.
never happen if I had weave in my hair. You are assuming that I am a poetic.
Well, I take that back. One day I had on like some harem pants. I was giving Lisa Bonet. I had some little shells and beads and stuff in my braids and they were looking old like this. So it was giving hippie. And I was like,
they just approached
me. I really wanted to be like,
very...
I'm more of a city girl. Leave me alone.
I'm a mix. So like, don't be reciting poetry. This nigga
I'm definitely not a Lisa Bonet. And poetry.
Yeah, he started saying a poem. And I had my mama with me. And I was like, I look so wholesome with this natural hair. We got to get some weave.
Okay. I need a 26-inch bust down, middle part.
Blonde.
Lay.
Maybe even pink.
Do you follow, or have you seen any of her videos? I'd be cracking up. Erica Duchess that was on the show, she does these things. Like, when a dude tries to holler at a hood chick, I'm not a hood chick, but sometimes I'll be like, I be thinking some of the things she says just in a different vernacular. And she be talking about stuff like that, like how you look and who's approaching you and all that.
When I have these bright colored wigs on or... especially,
what kind of men are talking to you then?
Oh, it's
water
like...
boys?
Water boys, it's like a mix of the water boys and the water men. So it's like
the water men.
Yeah,
where they be at?
They'd be around. They'd be at Lenox. They'd be every now and again. I gotta run in Lenox and look for live show outfits. They'd be at True Food. Surprisingly, they still trying to be healthy. And
they're selling water there. Or they just
no. They're not actually the water boys. I'm just saying that's what they'd be looking like. The grown
like
men
they grew up.
The grown men that wear Jordans, I'd be calling them water men.
Why?
Because you have no business wearing these kid shoes. That's my I was gonna say my son, my nephew. If you wear the same shoes as my nephew,
I don't mind a man wearing Jordans. You just can't wear them to everything or some kind of sneaker. I don't care about
that. I saw a grown man the other day. I was going into the hair store and he had to have been like 55. He had on the cool blue J's, a cool blue hat, and a jersey. You look ridiculous, my friend. You're a grown ass. You're somebody's granddaddy dressed like a high school student. I can't walk around with you like that. I need a dress shoe or some sort of maybe a Dior. What are we doing? Like, anyways, we also went to Dayton, Ohio. I don't know when the episode is coming out, but we were on tonight's conversation. It was a lot of fun. We went there fresh from Nashville.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. They have like an app or something that they use to release their episodes, but they post clips. They also have a bunch of card games, but you can buy ours. But it was fun. We did like two episodes and ran into some people that I knew there. Mm-hmm. And then another previous guest we had, Brie Renee, she's one of the cast members on the show. So that was really fun. It was an interesting setup for a podcast and hearing so many different people's points of views on things. And it's just like you jump right into the conversation.
What did you think about the guy, Mr. Let It Go, saying that he was a
Mr. coach? Let Go.
Mr. Let Go was a coach for women.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to talk about something. So, okay, we film, right? And so it's like they film all day. The
all
episodes
day.
Are 35 minutes. They got a tight schedule. It's 50-11 people in this man's house and in the basement. So we break for lunch and he's sitting down. And I think it's really interesting. I have my thoughts on like performative chivalry. Mm-hmm. Do the performance, but it needs to be more than that. You can't just walk on the outside of the sidewalk and think all of a sudden you're a high value man. Like,
right.
Relax, sir. So we're sitting at the table and he was saying all this shit. And I'm just like, I see right through this. I see what type of man you are, really. First of all, you're a coach telling people how to let somebody go or something. What was he coaching them on?
He said that he teaches women how to get over men and like date properly.
That sounds like you find women who are vulnerable and you be fucking them to help them move on. I mean, that's what you probably should do. But the people on the show said it's not hitting, so I don't know. But he was like, do y'all know what I'm doing that every man should do? And I knew what it was because I've seen this type before. It's usually country men who say things like this.
And then Kiki knew, but when he asked me, I said, well, no, sir, because I'm not interested in you. So I'm not looking at what you're doing for women.
But interest or not, it's like, and then he kind of turned his nose up when Medina didn't know. But it's like, you're standing here. I mean, you're sitting at the table. He was facing the door. That was the point that he was making. But what else did you do today?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You didn't do nothing.
But also,
to be like a gentleman or anything, you sat up and you really sat over there because that's the chair that was empty. Don't act like that. Now you just reach it for pieces. But interesting experience overall.
Was,
and it was, I mean, the people stood in their thoughts whether we agreed or not. So that was good, I guess.
Yeah. Me and Brie found out that we're anal sisters. So you guys really go and download the app and listen to the episode. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed. Keita? Was her name Keita? Keita. She's a radio personality
funny.
In Dallas, and she was really hilarious from the voice to facial expressions, just to the stuff
she's
that was coming
animated.
Out of her mouth. That was a good time. Then we went to Orlando. Then we went to Miami.
I got to see my brother in Miami. That was good. Hung out with him. I saw some other people that I knew, so that was good. I had some good jerk wings that night. It's another night somebody didn't answer the phone.
I went to the beach the morning before the live show, and it was so peaceful until these men with Jordans
At the beach?
At the beach, in the sand, with socks on. I'm sitting here reading my book, A Lineage of Love. I'm reading it. I'm in my zone. And one after another just came up. Excuse me, can I come sit with you? No.
You should have kicked the other chair over. Like, get the fuck away.
You can't. Then he went back to his group of friends, and he was like, you didn't do it right. You didn't do it right. Watch this. And it was like it was six of them. They each came and, like, tried their shot. And I was like, do they think I'm a prostitute? I'm really confused here.
Maybe.
I wasn't dressed like one.
I don't know. Maybe it was just like, we're going to practice on her really quick. We got to get these lines right by tonight.
Yeah.
Because it was morning time. It was spring break. They was like, the hoe's going to be out after a while. We need to get these lines perfected.
Okay, they failed.
Maybe it was just practice.
Okay.
And he was just like, what's your book about?
It's about love and the journey to it. And it's written by this woman named Shia Dickerson. And really, it's her journey through love, but all the different relationships with love, like family love, romantic love, self-love. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful book.
Sounds cute. I'll continue to read graphic novels about crimes that are happening and scandalous affairs. I prefer fiction in my reading time. Okay, so besides reading books, what else do you like to do to either unwind or relax before or after a live show?
It really does vary, because I do love massages, I love facials, all that good stuff. But lately, my hobby has been Botox. And bitch, I got my
hobby. How many times you go?
Well, I haven't really gone. I got Botox one time when I got my titties done, because it came with the package. And then when you told me about your spot, I was like, let me go try. I was stressed. I was tired. I was like, what's gonna make me feel better? And I said, beauty. And so I went and I told the guy that I was like,
when you look good, you feel good.
You sure
and
do.
When you feel good, you play good. That's what Deion Sanders said.
I like that. And I did that. And I went, he shot my forehead up, and that was the most I ever got. And
how much did you get?
I think I got 33 units.
Okay.
And he did it all around. I was like, I don't want it to move at all. And
like,
so,
you
want to
be like, ice cold, bitch.
Yeah. And so there was a moment, I'm frowning now.
And look at it, smooth.
When I was
smooth as a baby's bottom.
I was recently crying, and it was so hard to actually cry, because normally you scrunch your face up, and I was
like, it's like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, there are areas of my face moving that normally don't move when I'm crying, but it was because he put some by my eyes to open it up a little bit, because I kind of have like a little eye. And he put it all at the top of my forehead so that nothing can move, and I absolutely fucking love it.
I'm telling you, I like the juice, and I don't give a fuck what anybody got to say about it.
Mm-mm.
It's cool, and it's temporary, but it helps, and it helps with wrinkles and fine lines. We are of age.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only 30, but, you know.
Wow.
It's better to prevent things, because you don't want to wait till you start looking like a fucking crypt keeper to try and undo it, because it's you can't just undo it. You're just going to be putting Band-Aids on it, and I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I have been trying to get more facials and take care of my skin. I did not do that. I have a big-ass pimple that popped up. I think it was because I was sleeping in somebody's armpit.
Oh. Armpit?
It was just, like, okay, have you ever been cuddling with somebody and they have you in that nook of the arm?
I love it.
And then somebody rotates and you just be in there?
Mm-hmm.
He be using Manscaped because it was fresh up under there. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I was just, like, nuzzled up in there, and now I got a pimple. So I don't think it's good as a facial balm, but if you do have a beard, maybe that's why my chin hair is growing. I don't know. But I do like, I've been liking the facials. I do need to get some Botox. I want to try a chemical peel, but it's got to be when I'm not going anywhere, because I'm not about to be peeling on here. Y'all already attacked me for my oily skin, and I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
What else? I like to get out of town and like see my family or see my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and no shade to my internet friends, like people who are popular online. Sometimes I want to do regular shit. And just
when I tell
regular.
You, I feel you.
Or some of my friends who are like that are cool with doing regular stuff. I don't want everything to be a moment or
a
have to be extra. Well,
like,
no, I need a section if we going out
to
a club.
I'm just saying going out
I need to twerk my
general.
Ass in peace.
Yeah, that's what we do. I don't always need to go.
It doesn't
I don't
have to
like
be that,
going
but.
Out that often. But, like, I wouldn't want to do regular shit, like real regular shit. Like, we sit down and watch a movie and fall asleep on the couch.
Oh, that is not what I meant
yeah.
at all.
That's what,
never mind.
Speaking of, Mandy had a show. See, the thing is, live show was... at City Winery, and I was a special guest, the Friends of Benefits guest. And that's literally what, when she wasn't working, she was staying at my place and we was watching Marilyn Monroe documentaries and just being ugly. I love being ugly, man. Ain't nothing better than it. I like to go get my nails done sometimes, and I went and got my nails done. That's another relaxation. But you know when
you like sitting around ugly.
I like sitting around ugly.
That makes me sad.
When you sitting around, well, no, my lashes will still be done, and I might still like have my hair up in
to each his own. But
I somewhat look cute. But the point
she
tried
to clean that up. I know what you mean by looking ugly. Like you didn't do nothing extra.
I didn't do anything extra. I got raggedy clothes on. Like it just feels good and comfortable.
Long stocking.
I went and got my nails done. You know how sometimes when you get a pedicure, they will give you a massage on your back?
I hate those.
I hate it. The man...
They're so rough.
They're not masseuse. He took my arm and put it... Girl, when I tell you I was having trouble breathing, I was like, am I going to have to sue Signature Nail Salon? Mr. Lee, I came in here and Mr.
Lee... It says Nail Tech. And is this even you in the picture?
Why do you have me hemmed up trying to crack a pop? Stop!
He thought he was a chiropractor. He had a dream that he was going to be a chiropractor, and his family was like, you going to do nails.
I was very livid. My brother, he has a play going on right now for the whole month of March, in Hilton Head, South Carolina. It's called Mitchellville. It was amazing. Me and my mom drove down to South Carolina. We watched his play. It was wonderful. I never knew what Mitchellville was. You ever heard of Mitchellville?
I've heard of it, but... I don't know the story.
Well, it was an island where there were it was a thriving black community
in South Carolina.
In South Carolina, during slavery, and they had freed black people. People had jobs. They were creating a whole system. It was a thriving community. White people came in and did what white people do and took it over, and no one ever knew about this town. You remember the show Gullah Gullah Island?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the people from Mitchellville were the Gullah people.
Mm-hmm.
And Gullah Gullah Island was based off of Mitchellville. Nobody has heard of Mitchellville. One of the guys that's in my brother's play, he has a degree in African American studies. He was like, I didn't even fucking know about Mitchellville. The powers that white people have, that is insane. And then it was crazy that most of the audience that was watching the play, which was phenomenal, and they're sold out for every day that they're doing it, white people. And I was just wondering, when white people watch stuff like this, are you just like, oh, this was so entertaining. What are we having for dinner? Or do they watch it and they're like, this is so, what can we do? I really wanted to ask someone that.
Mm-hmm. Probably a mix, yeah.
Anyways, it's a phenomenal play. If anybody's in Hilton Head, you should go down to I think it's called the Lean Theater and check out Mitchellville.
I thought it was sold out.
Well, maybe they can get a ticket at the door. I'm still going to pub it. Nigga, go. Yeah, I don't think that we have time to go over any of the other topics that we wanted to go over, so we'll move on to Indecisive Diane. And when we come back, we have some advice to read.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies. It's me, Diane, and this week I have a very, in my eyes, it's romantic. Romantic date for you this week. It's gonna test the communication level of you and your bae. So pick a couple that's your favorite in your life, a family member, or some friends that are married or dating each other, and you and your man or your woman plan a date for them. Both of your input, a surprise date for your favorite couple planned by you. Bye.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. If you have a question that you would like to ask on the show, you can email us advice@cocktailspod.com.
Okay, so the first one. This baby wants to get slutted out. She titled it,
I know that's right.
Can I get slutted out?
Slut me out.
Hey, girlies. My name is Amber, and I'm 27 years old. I'm relatively I'm relatively newly married. My husband and I have been married for 3 years now. Here's the issue. I waited until marriage to lose my virginity.
Oh, hell.
Ooh. That being said, I am very inexperienced. The majority of what I know is from what I've seen in porn. I still don't really know myself sexually or how to figure out what I truly like. I've thought about having sex for years, and I've always been excited to have sex. The girls on porn just seem like they're having so much fun, and it feels so good. Mm-hmm. I would like to have that experience with my husband. They're also acting.
Right.
But speaking about sex openly intimidates me still. And even if I actually really want to have sex with my husband, I back out, although I really enjoy it.
It's your husband.
The only time I'm a little more open is when I'm under the influence. Mm. I feel like deep down, I'm really a freak, but I'm afraid to explore that side of myself. Maybe because I've waited so long. I just want my husband to slut me out like the porn stars. I felt I could ask you guys, since you're so open and sexually liberated. I so desperately want that for myself, and I know my man won't mind either. Help a sister out, please. My marriage needs it. Sent from my iPhone. This is so easy, and it's easier said than done. But ma'am, even if you don't want to use like your actual words out of your mouth, I always suggest write him a letter or write him an email while he's at work. Tell him all the things you want him to do to him, you want him to do to you when he gets home from work or whatever day you want it done. Be very detailed. Be very explicit. That's like King said, that's your husband.
Don't send him an email though, unless it's to his personal email or email. You know he's not gonna check on the work computer because you do not want to get him in trouble, and he's gonna be mad. Y'all gonna be homeless because he's gonna get fired and lose a house.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
So. Maybe a text message to make sure it's his real phone, not his work phone.
I feel like a text people been getting in trouble. Be intimidating. Like she seems like it needs to be something that's like, write him a letter and put it in his lunchbox. I feel like he's a warehouse worker or something.
You think so? Why?
I don't know. I just got like a feeling.
I don't. It gives me car salesman. I feel like they're both probably kind of young and he's at work. And he's probably, like, she's probably attractive.
Salesmen take their lunch.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, he can take his lunch, try it, and see. I wouldn't do that. The letter, you're going to get scared. You're going to be scribbling across now. It's going to look nervous. Your handwriting is going to be giving nervous energy. He's going to be like, your handwriting's not even good. I didn't know what any of this said.
That nigga is not going to be worried about that. Let me tell you something. He is worried about that pussy.
I think you just need to put that pussy on him.
Put it on him, baby. Get a little drunk and maybe get a little drunk.
Have a little wine at home. Do you work, I wonder? She didn't say. But just be at home. Have a little glass of wine. Turn the lights down. That's going to help you feel more
and
calm.
Put the porn on the TV.
Now, he might get confused and think you did drugs. That's a lot for the first time. And she been over there being all timid. She can't even turn it on. You think he's going to like it? I don't know. I was just thinking when she wrote the letter, not what to actually do, but how she can get in the mindset to be comfortable. Because even if you're in the moment and you feel like he would be okay with it, but you keep shutting down, you're going to write that damn letter and throw it away. Burn it. You got to get more comfortable. And sometimes, it's your husband, so it's okay. Drink that wine.
Drink that wine and take an ice cold shower and say, this is
watch the porn. Maybe fall asleep or fake sleep and leave the porn on. He's like, what was this? She was like, well, honestly, it's something I wanted to try.
Or you can also purchase I'm Curious to Know at imcuriousknow.com and play the game with him. And I mean, that game, I
told you. Pull out all the sex cards. Take out all the stuff about his mama and childhood.
And when was he crying? And just get to the fuck questions.
Yeah, just sort through it. That's definitely
and
what I would
do. And we're rooting for you. We really are. So
we are. I want you to do it because I don't want you feeling like this. You got your man. You need to be doing all the nasty things. I'm doing this. Don't be my man.
And don't be scared. Niggas like sex and they like when their woman initiates it. Just
make him scared
that.
Of you. Have him running, okay? Because then you're going to feel the power. I like when that happens. I feel very powerful, like woman king.
Yeah. Ooh, they was killing these.
Well, some of them, because they wasn't getting in line. That's just what needs to happen sometimes. Sometimes the girls got to regulate. Okay, next one. This one says no new friends. I really like that. All right. Hi, loves. First, you guys are very beautiful and you seem really sweet. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm a new subscriber and I watched some old videos. In one, you mentioned that girls who are friends with other girls... Wait, I don't think you wrote this right. I think you meant girls who are who aren't friends with other girls are weird, and I'm one of those girls. My only successful friendship is with a guy I met in grade school.
That's your only successful friendship?
I do think that that's weird, and I still think that's weird. I stand on it.
It's weird.
But let's keep reading to see if she can explain her experience.
Okay, it's short.
Probably not. Okay, this was not a choice. Okay, and I actually want to change this, but I don't know how. I need advice, but I don't have girlfriends to text and ask advice to. I'm 23, and my last female friend, who is a stud, well, she's still a woman of 6 years. Well, she was a stud of 6 years or your friend of 6 years? Okay, well, last female friend, who is a stud of 6 years, messages me randomly on Instagram saying that she didn't want to be friends anymore. Damn. I'm not an option, so I didn't debate it. Anyway, I just got out of a long-term relationship and don't have any friends because I'm an introvert and my ex was an introvert. Aw, hell. I crave a good friend or two, but what should I do? Where, age? Well, okay, we're going to guess. What age? Where and how? That's what she meant. Where okay. and how can I meet friends? Thanks for reading One Less Lonely Girl. Okay. It is going to be hard for you because you're an introvert. I think you need to start with the internet. Maybe you can find some of the apps. Oh, you know what? Bumble is not sponsoring this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Bumble has a thing. Now, I also think that some girls use it for threesomes, so be careful. But Bumble has a Bumble BFF thing. Mm. And people do sometimes like move to new cities, or they feel like you do, or all their friends don't fuck with them no more and they need a new friend group. Mm-hmm. You can meet friends there. There's other apps for that. There are events. You need to get out in the world and find some things that you like doing. Even if it's like, okay, you're an introvert, you like reading books and stuff, mm-hmm. go physically take your ass to the bookstore, shop for a book. Maybe you'll run into somebody in the same section mm-hmm. or sit at a coffee shop. You can do little things and just challenge yourself to strike up a conversation because you're not in school anymore. I don't know where you work, and you don't always want to be friends with them hoes you work with, no way. But you're not in school probably. It's going to be harder to meet people and make new friends. And I hate that you let the other friend, the one female friend you had, tell you I don't want to be no friends no more. You didn't even ask what was going on. Because maybe you were giving her weird energy, and you have to be able to communicate with people. And girls like to talk a lot, some more than others. So you're going to have to break that little cycle.
Because yeah, when you do get friends, sometimes you're going to have issues. And if somebody has an issue with you, you got to talk it out. I was also going to say travel group. So Paradise and Vibe. I'm not just a plug, but really, there are a lot of women and men that come and they say the same thing. Like, I don't do a good job making friends. But when you put yourself in an environment where that's literally all it's about, there are people that are super extrovert. There's people that are super introvert. And so the super extrovert people are always like, I'm going to do this. You want to come with me? And they're putting that in the group chat so you can go and you maybe don't have to be as outgoing as everybody else is being, but you go and you mix yourself in with the crowd and you're having a good time. And before you know it, you're talking to another introvert and you exchange numbers and y'all keep in touch. One mm-hmm. thing about friendship is you have to be present. If you want to cultivate these good friendships, you have to be a good friend. So I really hope that you do this, because the girls that say that they don't have girlfriends, you're missing out on so much.
You really are. Like, it's just different. Some people have a hard time getting along with other women, and there's so many reasons why, but I don't think any of them are an excuse enough to never have another woman be your friend. It can be so beautiful, and there's sometimes where we just get it, mm-hmm. and you need somebody who can understand or know how to approach a situation or an issue, whether it's with your friend or another piece of life, that can get you and mm-hmm. just be like, girl, I get it. Sometimes that's all you need.
Sometimes you might just even need to cry and eat some food. And like,
yeah, I do a nigga's
not, even if he's your friend that don't want to have sex, a nigga is not, he going to be like, why are you crying? You got to go home. Like, yeah. Or he's going to be like, I'm going to have sex with you now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just not, let me make you feel better. You're going to start rubbing on your booty and say, I did not come here for that. But what's it looking like?
I wanted to say, there is a podcast that I listen to. I'm going to plug real quick. It's called The Highest Self Podcast. It's hosted by this Indian woman. I only started listening to her because my dad said we look alike and she's an Indian version of me. Her name is Sahara Rose. She talks a lot about stuff like this. She talks about becoming your highest self. And a lot of times when you have issues connecting with other people and you're using this introvert word as an excuse, it's really, you have a problem with you. Not a problem, but there's some stuff going on with you that you need to unpack to be able to connect with other people. So
I feel like you're probably feeling self-conscious about something. You got to build yourself up. Because mm-hmm. people also see that. And I'm not even trying to be funny. When I meet somebody and I can tell that they need a lot of encouragement, I don't have it. Right now, like, I feel like, ooh, this seems like a sweet girl and I think she needs a friend. However, this is going to end up being draining for me because mm-hmm. she is depleted. You got to build yourself up a little bit mm-hmm. and get some self-confidence, because it is a two-way street. Like, you're not trying to meet a therapist. You want a friend. And the friend, you should be able to give and take from each other and enjoy each other's company. So maybe listen to that show.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to give it here. I wanted to see if you look like this girl, Sahara Rose.
I don't see it. She's cute, but my dad was like,
beautiful
this is
girl.
Your twin.
Yep.
Don't see it twin. At all. My dad was like, I found your Indian twin. But he put me onto her, and I love her. I listen every week. I think I'm going to book her retreat.
Beautiful eyebrows.
Yeah. I fucking love her. And she be talking about all this stuff. She talk about sex and she talk about all this other stuff. I hope we could get her on the show.
That would be cool. Where she
lives? She lives in LA. Maybe we can actually go on her show.
Maybe we could do both. Do a swap when we go. Okay. Anyway, we are going to move on to the cocktails. So it is time for the cocktails. If you have a cocktail that you would like to share on the show, please email us cocktails@cocktailspod.com.
Okay. But if you ain't got a buck, I won't cover. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Want a double piece of stuff. Back to the point, is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably see the stats in your face. Turn around. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. Hot and heavy New Year's. Hi, Kiki and Medina.
Hey.
Let me start off by saying I love you both. I'm a Libra like Medina, and let's just say we on the same wavelength when it comes to booty play.
Oh, y'all disgust me.
I like a thumb in my booty and my ass ate. I heard you guys on Relationship with Cammy and was like, oh, I definitely have to listen to you two.
Thank you.
So, there's this guy that I've been knowing since we were 17. He's 6'2", light-skinned, very athletic.
Ooh.
We've been really into each other since then.
Where you stay?
And we're 26 years old. Oh, I miss being in my 20s. Ooh,
wow. Just go back. Who's stopping you?
You're right. On New Year's Eve 2021, he asked me what I was doing for the evening. And I said, nothing. What about you? He said, I've been really into you for a long time and I really want to do you tonight.
I know. Ooh, that's right.
Get to the point. Your girl was hyped as fuck, so I made some food because I love cooking.
He was trying
like
to put
Kiki.
It on him.
Because I love cooking like Kiki, and made some Jack and Cokes for us to drink on while setting the mood. We had our drinks, and he saw I had a bottle of Hypnotic. Oh, girl. Ooh. And was like,
Hypnotic.
I know y'all had headaches and blue tongues.
All right.
He said, let's take shots of this. And Hypnotic makes a bitch wet. So I said, oh, you trying to get me wet? And he said, that's the point. After drinking some Hypnotic, he started kissing my neck all sensual, breath stinking, and tongue blue. Next thing I knew... Next thing I knew, he takes my shirt off and starts sucking on these double D's. I was moaning like crazy. Then he was like, take them panties off, baby, so I can eat the fuck out of you.
All right, daddy.
I'm hopping out of them.
Woo-hoo!
I was so horny for him. Say less, nigga. Next thing I knew, he was eating me so good. I came 3 times in 1 minute. What? I kept screaming, stop, stop. And he said, I'll stop when I feel like stopping.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. He said, after he finished munching on my pussy.
That nigga a munch. Bitch, munch. I'm a baddie, I get what I want.
I think about, like, munching, like, just visual.
I think about munching like you eating it like potato chips, and I don't really like that. So what? I don't like that they call him a munch, but all right.
When this nigga finished munching on my pussy, I said, you want some head? He said, no, just hop on top and ride me. I would have been so happy because I don't want
to give
you God, no
head. Thank God, because I did not mean to say that. I was caught up in the moment. Because
now I
got to
match what you was munching.
And I'm not doing that. And I'm about to have locked jaw.
I rode him so good. He was moaning. Slow down. You're going to make me buzz. I said, no, because grinding my pussy against your pubes keeps making me come.
Said that?
He needs to go to manscaped.com.
Everybody go to Manscaped right now.
After riding him for 10 minutes, he picked me up and flipped me over and started fucking me doggy style. Bang, bang. When I tell y'all, I was squirting like crazy. This made him more excited and to the point he was like, I need to buzz. Want me to get a condom?
Why you want to get it now?
We
go together. You about to be my baby's father. So go ahead and finish the job.
Riding your pubes. Whatever you got, I got.
Okay.
I said, no, just fill me up, daddy. Ooh, his warm nut was all up in me. After he finished, he went right to sleep. In the words of Young Miami, buenas noches. The next day, he woke me up and said, I want some of that again. We fucked again for the next 3 days. I love moments like this.
It's giving Kama Sutra.
Oh, and y'all.
Tantric sex.
All I can say is that my husband still knows how to fuck me good, just like he did when we were 17. Fast forward, I gave birth to our beautiful daughter on September 21st. All because of that magical New Year's weekend with hubby. Photos of us below. Will definitely send in more cocktails. Thanks for reading, ladies. Sincerely, Sierra. Shout out to you, Sierra. And your husband fucking you like that. And you got pregnant.
Oh, that was cute. And they've been together ever since. How are you now? All right, we're going to skip that part. Sorry, y'all. All right. He left me in a puddle. Let me put my cocktail down. All right, hey ladies, let me get straight to it. Thank God. I met this man on Hinge and he's been courting for about a month. We've had sex a couple of times at this point, but nothing like this. So, boom. We in the bed kissing and touching and rubbing. And he reaches over and starts rubbing on my nipples. The rubs turn into kisses. And as he's sucking on my titties, I'm softly moaning in his ear. It doesn't take long before his head is between my legs and he is eating my pussy like it's his last meal. He softly inserts his finger and starts sucking on my clit while he's hitting that spot. Now y'all know I'm about to come, but my puppy was in the room. Your puppy? And fuck that damn dog. And I couldn't keep going with her in there, so quick pause. Man.
I've had moments like this. You really gotta
see,
go.
See, I don't
the dog
want
away.
No fucking. That why you locked him out. From the beginning, but okay, whatever. I had to do a quick pause and had to put her in her kennel. I'm back in the bed and he's like, I want to eat you from the back. I get on all fours like my puppy and he gets off the bed and onto his knees and starts kissing, licking my pussy from the back. His thumb is in my booty briefly and I let out a scream. Why? Because it was shit. Oh, that's when he starts licking from front to back, eating my ass, and then starts playing my clit with his hands. He is giving me the best head of my life, and at this point, that'll do it. So I hard come, and now I'm ready to fuck. Ooh, I'm begging him at this point to fuck me. I think it's about to happen, and he looks me dead in my eyes and tells me it's time for him to go. Sir, where are you going? It was late and he had work early in the morning, but I didn't care at this point. I'm on my knees begging to at least suck his dick. And he said, be a good girl. I took care of you. Now go to sleep. Ooh, he had to get home to his wife, honey. Okay. I'm walking to the door. He chokes me and whispers in my ear, you taste so good. I'm going to keep making you come over and over and over again. This is only the beginning.
I ain't scared to talk shit.
But you are leaving. Don't talk shit like this and then walk out the door.
It's still sexy and I'm going to be here waiting.
Don't hold your breath. Okay, this is only the beginning. It's going to get better. I can't wait to fuck you. I think his dick didn't work. But okay, whatever. He tongues me down, walks away, and looks back and says, now go make me something I can come to. Oh, I almost cried, y'all. My pussy was dripping. I was craving this man's dick inside of me, and he just left me alone in a puddle of my own juices. I got in the shower and sent him a video of me playing with my pussy and called it a night. And niggas wonder why bitches be crazy. Anyways, thanks for listening. Love y'all.
She's nice because I'm going to sleep. I'm not going to make a video. So.
I'm going to say get the fuck out of my house because now I'm pissed off. You got me all hot and bothered. You're not getting videos. You don't have access to the video vault. That's not for your kind. Little bitch, I would be pissed off. I'm pissed off for you. Because how he going to do that? I really think he needs to contact Blue Chew, actually. He needs to go to BlueChew.com. And maybe that was it. I should be more sensitive. But don't show up to me if you know you didn't take your meds and everything ain't in working order. I took mine, now you take yours.
I feel you on that.
I had my she orgasms and I'm ready to get it popping.
Y'all, thank you so much for listening to us talk our shit this week. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Make sure you guys check the description box for any upcoming dates. We'll see you tomorrow in Pontiac, since y'all keep telling us it's not Detroit, okay. Pontiac, Michigan, in the cold. Have your coats and your pimp hats on. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see you. I did want to make sure I mentioned that we are in Birmingham. I know when we initially released dates, Birmingham did get added late, mm-hmm. So get your tickets there. We're going to be in Pontiac, Michigan, then we'll be in Seattle, and then Toronto, and then Birmingham, and then we're going to close it out in Dallas and have a good old time. Mm-hmm. Get y'all's tickets. Don't wait until the last minute. We can't wait to see you. Purchase your game. Buy the cookbook. Sign up for the trips. It's a lot of good stuff going on. Check the description box for all of the links. And then follow us on Instagram to keep up with the latest. We are at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Wait on the track. I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.